Does your spouse have a master key to your life? If they don't, they need to.
So when you get married, you don't lose yourself, you don't lose your identity, but you do become a team.
You do. And that team needs to be working together, mm-hmm. and we need to know what is happening in each other's world. And we need, there should be nothing that we are hiding from each other. Mm-hmm. In fact, if we're hiding something from our spouse, it's a red flag that something isn't right. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that that we address those places, mm-hmm. And that we also recognize maybe some of the things that might hold us back from giving that master key to our spouse. And what are we talking about, a master key? Well, our spouse should always have access to our phone. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be a big deal if I pick up Mark's phone or he picks up my phone and, you know, sends a text, reads a text. No big deal, because mm-hmm. there should be nothing to hide from each
right.
other.
Right. And even with email, mm-hmm. or our computers, or yep. even mail that we receive to our home, mm-hmm. that if we're afraid to let our spouse see what we're doing in our lives, that's a red flag.
It is. And it can be a red flag from a couple of different angles. I mean, you might be afraid of your spouse's reaction,
right.
because they've overreacted in the past. Mm-hmm. But it also could be that it really doesn't have anything to do with your spouse. Mm-hmm. And you may be overreacting to a demand for privacy because of something that happened to you way before marriage ever happened.
Maybe your own personal privacy or personal space was disrespected
when you were a child or a teenager or a young adult before mm-hmm. you got married.
Right.
Yeah.
But keeping that team mindset that we want to be an open book with each other. We want to be open and honest with each other, because that breeds healthy intimacy.
It does. And trust.
Yeah.
You know, when we say, you shouldn't have been looking at my phone, right there, that statement says there's a reason that I shouldn't be trusting you.
Right.
Or, you know, that trust is broken in some way. And so, so it's important that we dig in and we figure out if that raises something up inside of us. What is that? Mm-hmm. And I know for you, you connected the dots back to your childhood, because you grew up in an environment where you learned to be deceptive.
Right. I learned to be deceptive because if I wasn't deceptive or overly protective, then violence happened.
Mm-hmm. And so then you still carried that. It was almost like deception was a habit.
Oh, right.
It was a natural.
It was a learned skill.
It was a learned skill. There yeah. you go.
And in a marriage, in a marriage team, that's not a good skill.
No, it needs to be left behind. In mm-hmm. fact, we read about that in Colossians 3:9. It says this: do not deceive each other with lies. Remember, you've taken off your old nature like an old coat. And as a result, you can stop doing all the bad things that you liked to do before.
Oh, right.
Or you might even say the bad things that you did before. Mm-hmm. And deception would be one of those. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to deceive each other with lies. And you say, well, I'm not lying. I just don't want them looking at my phone. Well, that is a form of dishonesty, because you're saying, I can't, my phone is not open to you. My things mm-hmm. are not open to you. And what we did is, when we said, I do, is we said, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine.
Right.
And we both said that to each
right.
other. Like, we're
right.
going to work together. We're now a team. And we're going to work together. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a really practical reason for this. And marriage as well. And the practical reason is you are likely doing everything as a team behind, you know, in life together. Your parenting is a team. Your maybe your money is together, you know, as a team. But here's the deal. Someday, it's likely that one of you will move to heaven before the other one. And we don't know when that time is. Mm-hmm. We have no idea when that is. But the truth is, if you're not an open book, if you are not, if your spouse does not have a master key to your life, then you have left them in an absolute mess. Mm-hmm. And we experienced this when my father passed away 2 years ago, and my dad took care of everything. And thankfully, I had started to help him with his taxes about 2 years before he passed away. So I had just a little bit of a look at his, the way that he kept his budget and paid his bills and that kind of a thing. But when he died, there was a huge gap because my mother did not have a master key to all of the things that affected her. And I don't believe that in their case, he was keeping it from her. I mean, really, they lived in open book with each other. It was truly habit. He just took care of those things. But it's not only do we need to be concerned about being an open book for building trust, for working together as a team, but we need to be an open book because we need to recognize that we both need to understand the ins and the outs of websites and passwords and paying bills and all of those things.
Right.
So if one of you more often takes care of that and you just haven't taken the time to train and teach and show and document, I would say document would probably be one of the most important things. You're documenting your the username, the password, the websites. Then if you haven't taken the time to do that, it's a great, let this video be a reminder to be an open book with one another, but also to make sure that you take the time to document and to prepare for a future that is unknown. Be an open book.